Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
It's brand new music by Gaza. Keep on. I heard it first when he performed it at the Rashiyama tribute. Beautiful song right there. Now, Shaquan, it's a Monday morning, and as you know, we get up to things over the weekend and become gossip about it right here together. You know, family
yes,
meeting.
Yes. What's happening?
So I was at the Land Rover showroom dealership that's over the weekend. 444 in Independence Avenue in Windhoek. Land Rover is managed by the Novo Motor Company in Namibia and is the authorized dealer. And we were there on Saturday between 10 and 12, right? Well, sort of kind of 1 because we had to pick up. Long stories. Anyways.
Yes.
And we were focusing on 3 Land Rover pillars. We were focusing on the Discovery, the Range Rover, and the Defender. And you will not believe which vehicle was the star on the day. Like, you would easily say, the Range Rover, obviously. You know, the Range Rover. No, Shaquan. The Defender.
Defender, eh?
Was the star.
Yeah.
Like 90% of the families that came out to come test drive, they were saying the Defender.
The Defender,
I want to test drive the Defender.
Yeah.
You know, it's the Defender 110. You like the Defender 10, right?
Which is the
two-seater, I think. The two-door, sorry. Now, the Defender 110 is a five-seater. And there's also a Defender 130, which is 8 seats. Usually you hear of 7 seats.
Seven seater.
This one has 8 seats. Incredible vehicle. I know I come on here every other time after test driving things, after
I
always like, you know, tell you that this is the one. No, but this is the one. I promise. But if you don't believe me, what we will do is we will load some of these clips that where we were speaking to Donald. Donald was the sales executive.
Okay.
With Land Rover.
Yes.
So what we did is we went on a test drive and he was explaining while he's driving.
Some of the specs. I saw that.
And so we will share all of those clips on TikTok today.
What stood out for you?
Okay, so right. Usually you hear of seat heating. For the two seats in front.
Yes.
Seat heating or seat cooling, right? Well, the Defender has seat heating for the guys at the back as well. You are not left out.
At the back.
No. You are part of the luxury. Listen.
Okay.
Every seat, the two seats in front, right, has a memory setting for how you want your chair to adjust. So what you do is, you get in there, you set your adjustment.
It
programs in. So every time you get in as Madame Lingsfoor, the passenger princess, you just press your little button and then it will zoop to the way that you like. The seat will adjust to the way you like it because you set it that way every single time you get into the car.
Question.
Yeah.
So, can I say it?
Say it.
So.
Or side girly. Well, she could have a sitting as well.
I mean, so the seat very tricky.
I wonder. I should have actually asked Donald.
Yes.
Does the seating the memory seating, does it have a name on it? Can you save it according to a name?
Different categories. So
I'll
that
ask
you
him.
Know,
I'll
do
ask
you know
him.
What I mean? Sort of like classes. Where you yourself just know that no, baby, just press on platinum.
Yeah, and then platinum is.
Do you know what I mean?
So, and then maybe does it also give you stats in terms of how many times the certain category was used?
Right?
CJ, you know what I mean? So that you are able to open those stats and see.
Arikana.
CJ, no, we need to, Donald needs to answer this question. Oh, this new technology will get us in trouble, James.
I know, right? No, but I'm here for it, man. It looks like it was a really successful day.
Yes, well done.
Looks amazing.
Yeah.
And then also, I want you to tell us a little bit about why were people praying over cars?
I'm getting there. I'm getting way by. You just want to
wait. Oh, sorry.
Oh, man.
I saw that this morning because I was offline the whole of yesterday, right? I only see this morning and I'm like, I need to know what happened here. Where did you do that?
So one of the things also that we, one of the cool things that we also did on the day was, if you come test drive, you get a chance to crack the safe, right?
Yes.
So we had the safe there, you come there, you test drive. A lot of people tried, everybody struggled to open the safe, but but you know what, you're still welcome to apply on our website and get a chance to open the safe.
Mm-mm.
On top of that, if you test drive any of the vehicles between now and end of September, you'll still have a chance of walking away with a hamper worth $5,000.
Oh,
I saw the hamper, man, it is
You know
when it's above average.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not your normal.
It can't be with Land Rover.
Okay, wait.
Cuts.
And you and Shekwan, you must see the showroom.
The bar is a little bit too high.
I know. This is it. There are levels to this thing.
There are levels to this thing.
Okay. So as we are now doing our normal thing, you know, greeting people and interacting with families.
Mm-hmm.
Beep, beep. Beep, 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 beep. Now we're all wondering, it's a vat khanan. That's birdie.
Oh my gosh.
He came there hootering like a crazy man. Everyone is looking at him and everyone is irritated.
Because you know, also, I mean, the place where we are at, right? Like Land Rover, it's a certain...
Come here with your caritura things.
What's that? okay.
So, but the thing is, I know Brady personally, right?
Yes,
I know how demagar that guy is sometimes. Mm. So immediately, I take out my phone and I start recording him.
Yeah.
Right? And he immediately, it's almost as if he visits that showroom maybe every other day. I don't know. Because he went straight to that car, to the Range Rover.
Yeah, the 2023 Range Rover Sport.
CNZ.
Yeah.
Go straight to it, start spraying, what. And I decided to cut the clip because, I mean, he went into other things.
Oh, yeah, let's not do that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But what I found interesting in terms of the clip going viral, right, is a lot of people were saying that he didn't mention himself. He was speaking about his wife.
Mm.
You know, in the clip, he was saying that I prophesy that my wife will be driving this car, this Land Rover, this Range Rover by the end of the year.
Oh.
So I guess that's the bit that that has a lot of people talking, the fact that he unselfishly is saying, look, my wife, I want my wife to have this.
Yes.
And it got me thinking, right? It got me thinking. Is that not like standard, though? Like, especially, I mean, in terms of marriage, right? Married couples can advise me on this.
Yeah.
But if you are at that level of marriage, right, is the person that you are married to, is that not the first thing that you think about? Is that not... like your first, that's your number one.
Mm.
Is that not supposed to be the case? And if that is supposed to be the case, how are we so amazed by the fact that Birdie said he wants his wife to have this car by the end of the year?
Mm.
You see what I mean?
Mm-mm.
Right? So I don't know. I found it interesting that everyone is like, oh my gosh, he's speaking about his wife. Of course he's speaking about his wife.
It's something that we don't see a lot.
And you know what, ne? And I want to understand why. Shekwan, you must see, when the love of my life, when we walk in town and we hold hands, or even in Karitura when we hold hands, people act weird, bruh.
Okay.
I'm making the comparison in a way, right?
Yeah.
People act weird, like, oh, they're holding hands, or they're looking at us like, oh, kick. Come on, they're come stuck in love.
What?
I swear to God.
No way.
If I saw a face, I swear. And it's like, how? You people, what do you do when you're in relationships? Don't you show affection?
Yeah.
Don't you, you know what I mean? Like, don't you shield your woman? Don't you hold your woman's hand? Or does she not, maybe like, if there's something, a smudge on your mouth, maybe clean it for you, or, you know, or close your button or something? Is that not supposed to be what the relationship is supposed
to be? Yes.
Marriage, it's your wife. So obviously, you know, you want certain things for her. You pray for better for your wife or your husband.
Mm.
So of course you're going to mention your husband and your wife.
Why
is it so like, oh my gosh. Is that not supposed to be the standard? Like basic.
I mean, it should be the standard, but it's something that people are not used to.
Yeah, then we have a problem, man. yesterday.
I mean, if we have this conversation will go otherwise.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. So
but you get what I'm trying to highlight here.
Yes. Now we also have one of our listeners as well.
Yeah.
That says that she stands by Land Rover. That is the brand that she stands for.
Of course.
Very comfortable cars, and she just shared pictures with us, where she was driving a Land Rover. In 2011.
Away.
Versus the latest one that she has for 2023. I think that's the one that Birdie wants.
Are we?
Yes. And can I say how much is retailing for?
Mm. He does.
$1.9 million.
Yeah. We were speaking about statistics, opening it up and putting the setting and naming the setting. That's what you have to. Come on now. It's a level. But yes, it was beautiful. Yeah. Good test drive. And you still get a chance to walk away with this hamper worth $5,000. 7:28, that's your time.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.